Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Whalen Productions presents We're Alive Lockdown, Part 3 of 6.
At the door!
Shit! It's not who you want!
Get over here! Push the pilot down!
There! I got mine! Here!
Finally!
I got into the hall. Down at one end, I could see Mark pushing against the door, trying to hold it. Something was pounding on it from the outside. And then through the glass window in the door, it showed the hall outside. Just filled with people who looked similar to the drunk. Infected, cloudy eyes, clawing at the door, wanting to get us. And they were strong.
Grab the other filing cabinets, hurry! Slide them this way, anything heavy you can move, anything at all, just do it now!
Dare, over here, grab the desk. I thought you said it wouldn't hold.
The door is strong, but it won't last unless we put something behind it.
Simon, help, the table!
Move!
No, cover the glass too. Don't let them see in.
All right, one more filing cabinet.
Here, what's this in between? Don't let there be any space.
Slowly, the pieces stacked and it started to work. The door stopped shaking. It held strong against all those things out in the hall.
Hey, what about the door at the other end? We could block it, too.
I don't know. Do we have enough stuff?
They made it to this side of the building. They can make it to the other.
Mark, come on. Give us a hand with this.
Excuse me?
Well, what else do you want us to call you? Dykstra?
You should just help him. Where's Fredo?
Still hammering away in there.
Didn't come out when he heard the attack?
Either didn't hear over his own pounding or didn't give a shit, which I wouldn't doubt.
Wait. Did they come to the door because of the noise? Should Fredo stop?
Leave them, okay? We can handle this. They're not getting through that door or this one.
Do we have any more furniture, or is this it?
We couldn't move the cubicle stuff.
I think that's everything.
All right. Both ends are blocked. Thanks.
I appreciate all your help. Danny, you mind taking everyone back to the holding cell?
Are you kidding
really?
Me?
Really?
Oh,
after all that?
Yes. Yes, after that. We have to maintain... Wait, who's missing? Fredo's there, and the girl. Don't move! Jody, here's at the computer now! Now!
But I found...
Move it!
What the hell? Get off of her!
You shit! I warned you.
Oh, pay for that one.
Please don't push so hard on my back.
Fine. But you're not coming out of these again.
What the hell? I was trying to help.
Don't just stand there. Give me another taser cartridge. And your cuffs. Thanks for making us waste a shot on you.
Doesn't work on them anyway, remember? Fuckhead.
Danny, I found something. On the network. Please!
Right, yeah. She waited till my back was turned. Then she snuck into my computer. No more than a minute of being free, and this happens.
Okay, can we all just chill?
What are you doing out still?
She told me she wanted to look, find out more, and maybe figure out...
And you said she could? Without asking me?
Mark, we can't keep doing the same thing here. Something's got to change.
Like letting everyone go free, so more of this can happen? The minute the emergency response team gets here, I'm taking everybody
out!
They're
not coming!
What?
On the computer. I found something.
What is it?
Well, can I show you? I need to read it again.
Fine. But I'll touch the keys, not you.
Chuck, are you okay?
Never better. Nothing like 50,000 volts on an empty stomach.
How did you log in?
Lots of people keep their passwords by their desk, especially if they have to change it all the time. I just know where to look. Mark? Did you really...
Where do I go? This folder?
You click on the left bar there. There's a bunch of emails from one account. Go to the last one.
What is it?
Stay in the hall.
None of the messages were getting outside the prison. The unsent emails are still on the server. You found all of this? And that fast? Yeah.
And you wonder why I didn't want her on here.
That's a lot from one person. Who sent those? Another guard. I don't know. Gavin?
No, not him. Someone that works the docks. It's addressed to the lieutenant. Sir, the entire bay has been overrun. They keep coming. They're not just inside. The phones don't work, and everyone's trying to use their radios. I don't know what to do. Please advise.
What if it's through the city already?
No people, no laws. No laws, no jail. No jail, no cuffs. Now take them off.
It could just be the area around the jail. We don't know for sure. Some could have gotten out. That doesn't mean a response team isn't coming.
Would they have taken this long? They'd know we're stuck without food and...
Did I ask your opinion?
Again?
Oh, shit.
Is it them?
The food!
Okay, hold on. Hold on, one at a time. Whew. Everyone, only take one meal kit. We need to ration it.
Can you please take these off first?
Finally, some food.
All right, but I'm watching you.
What about me? I was just trying to help her. It looked like she was in pain. Miss took my place. I'm sorry. I'm just so damn hungry.
Fine.
Back up, wait.
I can smell it.
Now hand them out when
good.
I get there. Just give me a second.
All right.
I'm so hungry. Fredo, can I just get one chicken?
Okay, I'll wait.
Mark.
It's Chow. I'm ready.
Hold on. Danny, make sure they're taking just one, okay? I'll be right back.
Mark, aren't you hungry?
I am, but I gotta do something first.
Hey, just a tip. Eat slow, otherwise you'll get cramps and throw it up.
Gavin. We got through the emergency supplies, man. We got the food.
All the more reason to make it there. I could really use something to eat right about now. Was it hard to get?
Yeah, but the inmates did most of the work.
Hey, listen, be careful, okay? It's just the two of you there.
It's okay. It seemed like they wanted to really help us.
Yeah, well, the pressure. friendlier ones are the ones you gotta watch. They're gonna say or do anything to get what they want. The longer they're out of chains, the harder it'll be to get them back on.
I know. Oh, hey. I found an email saying those things got outside, too. By the docks. That'll delay the response team, right?
If it's spread outside, it might be up to 48 hours if they're actually quarantining the area. They won't want to risk making things worse. Ah! I gotta go. Radio's dying. I still can't find a way to charge it in here. Listen, I'm gonna have to turn it off. So keep yours on, okay? I'll call if I can.
Yeah, all right. Just, listen to me. You hang in there, okay? Gavin, you just keep going, okay?
I'm trying, Mark. I'm just so hungry, man. It really hurts.
Listen to me. You can do it, okay? You can do it.
And Mark, look, if I don't call back, you know why.
Don't do that. Come on.
I gotta go. Light's blinking.
Gavin! Oh, damn it!
You okay?
How long you been standing there? Go on. Get out of here. Go get your meal.
Okay.
I can't get another one? What about all the meals we've already missed?
No, I said one. Put the others back.
Why? How many did he take?
Four.
We're owed at least this.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
What? We missed a lot of chow.
Put them back now. Now! Fredo, inmate, tell Fredo to stay out of the office.
Fredo, quédate en el pasillo.
I said one meal. What part of that did you not hear?
You're kidding. One? I'm already on my second.
Hey, man, relax. Look how many packs are still in there. Here, take one. You gotta be dying.
Mark, you really should eat something.
You think now you can just do whatever the fuck you want to do?
Hey, come on, we're starving. There's enough emergency kits in there to last us for a long time. Lots of boxes, water jugs, you name it. You don't need to worry about rationing anything.
We'll do a count, figure out how to deal with it. But until then, I need all of you back into the holding cell.
Back in there?
With chains?
And where am I supposed to go? With the infected drunk guy's dead body?
How long were you planning on keeping us in there like that?
You needed our help with the food and the barricade, but still just gonna cram us back in that hole? Use us, then lose us.
You help for your own damn good. All that doesn't change that you're still county inmates in my jurisdiction. If the response team comes while you're running around, they could easily mistake
no
you for those...
No one's coming for us. Nobody gives a fuck about this place and what happens to anyone in here.
Then you're misinformed. Gavin said it could be up to 48 hours if they have to contain everything. They can still be coming.
How much time has already run down? Anyone been keeping track?
Regardless, if they come and see you running around...
Does it even matter? We can just put our arms up if they get here.
They're gonna know inmates might be out of their cells.
Just let you all wander around, right?
Yes. Why not?
Because you're convicts. You're in here for a reason. We can't trust you.
Well, it seems like you already have. We helped you twice. I even might have saved your life, and you got tasers and stuff. What are you afraid of? What's the bigger threat right now?
You can't seriously expect us to last chained up in there. We're gonna go crazy and develop all kinds of body and mental issues if you keep tying us to everything. You've seen what happens to the nuttos in solitary after barely a day, and they have more freedom than us.
Yeah, and if you want, we can police our own. Chuck! I swear if you try anything again like that in the office, I will kick your fucking teeth in. See? We're good.
Wait, what?
Aren't we all on the same side?
It's more complicated than that.
Why are you listening to someone else who hasn't been here, who doesn't know us, or what we've already gone through?
You better watch yourself.
Who's he talking about?
Gavin. And it doesn't matter. Fine. I don't like it. But if we're gonna be in here a while together waiting, I guess it wouldn't hurt to be comfortable. But I'm warning you, all it takes is one incident and you're all back in there. Don't make me regret this.
That won't happen. I'm serious about the teeth thing.
You keep your distance from Danny and I. Hands where we can see them at all times. You know the drill. The rest, I guess we'll figure out as we go. Anything else?
That works for us.
no, I guess that's fine. I mean, what is, yeah.
Good. I'm gonna go eat.
What about him? Fredo?
I don't think you need to worry about him.
He just keeps to himself.
Fine.
So, does that mean we can claim our own space? Where we sleep?
I guess. But stay away from the other office. That's where Danny and I will be.
Dip's here next to the food.
Hey, that's my corner there. It's a nice corner.
There's some padding you took out from the cell. That could make some great bedding.
Man, I got a good spot next to this food. I'm telling you.
Mark, thank you. And I know that wasn't easy.
Please tell me I'm not making a huge mistake.
I don't think so. They did help us, and we do have to look after them. Just at least we know if something else happens, we can rely on them.
Well, they seem harmless, but these people are still capable of anything.
Nah, they're different.
Yeah. Just hope I'm not right.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It was weird. I don't really know how to describe it. For a second, I sort of felt like a kid playing Fort or something. We all started making our own little camps from whatever we could find. I think it was the first time in a while that any of us inmates got to have a choice on where we lived. And we kept our places clean, even hand washing all the gross leftover bed sheets. You know, everyone made their spot their own. Jody's was all perfect, you know, tight sheets, while Chuck's was all over the place. We all seemed to get along, even Freda. Well, okay, not really him. He just sat and stared most of the time. But the rest of us, we got along. Time went by a little quicker. And that 48-hour response window came, went. Still, we heard nothing.
Pair of twos.
Oh, man. Well, I can't go.
I have one card. What do you think?
Four pairs, 6-9.
You son of yeah. a...
Oh, man. Yeah. No one could beat that, right?
Yes. Huh? Go.
All right. Three of clubs. That's it. Last card.
Man, all right. New game.
Hey, if you're going to get loud, take it out of the hallway. We don't need any more attention coming to the doors.
My bunk. Got the bench right next to it. We can start another round.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, hey, what are you playing? Poker?
T and Lin. Poker's got nothing on this.
Nah, it's fun. Chuck taught us. It's not really about what cards you get. It's more about how you play them.
And sometimes you get real lucky, too. Like this guy and his four pairs in a row.
Jeez!
I wonder why you kept passing.
Was it hard to learn?
Not really.
A lot easier with these real ones. And not the milk carton cards we used to have to make.
We already got four people, though.
Here, take my spot. It's about time for me to sleep anyway.
I know this is gonna be the hand. You just wait.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, I'm gonna shut this.
Oh, thank you.
I might get a little loud here when I finally beat his ass.
Not only if we go back to poker. This.
Looks like it's gone, all right.
Maybe. And we'll see how much longer. And just look at Fredo pacing back and forth over there. This isn't gonna last.
Yeah, give him more time. It's only been 2 days.
2 days is already a lot.
Yeah, well, inmates are used to waiting. It's not like I'm not looking for a way out of here. I keep trying to think of something, but everything's sealed tight. And with only 5 taser shots left, look, why rush into something when help can still be on the way? We're safe here. They're okay, they're fed, we've got water. At least we're lucky we got stuck in here.
So, no word from Gavin?
None.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Still on the computer? Surprised you just left her here.
System's a mess. I doubt she could do any more harm at this point.
Has she found anything else?
Not yet, but I'll check back in on her again. I'll swap with you in, what, 6 hours?
Great. That's all I need.
Okay. Get some sleep. I'll grab you if I find anything.
Night, I think.
Yeah. Any updates?
Maybe. I found a version of VNC on a remote drive. I'm just trying to find a way to deploy it to another station without admin access. You and Danny don't have elevated privileges.
And that's for what?
The server I'm trying to put it on could then stream the surveillance system. Let us see all the camera feeds from right here. I just need access, and that's nearly impossible.
And so if you get it working, you'd be able to see the entire jail. What areas are clear and which aren't, right?
And maybe even outside.
Okay. Well, that'd be great. Keep going. You log me in on that laptop?
Yeah, in case the LDAP server went down and you couldn't log in after that.
Were you going through my email?
No, just more of the undelivered stuff left on the server. I found a lot more that were received or sent around the time of the lockdown. It's mostly a bunch of memos or cries for help. And I read them all.
Good job. You're being thorough.
If I can prove that there's no one coming, we'll try to get out. Right?
I'd rather not discuss this with you.
I mean, do you think we deserve to know? If no one's even left out there, that changes
yeah,
things.
I know what you're getting at, and you better stop right there. When I know for sure, I'll let you know.
If it helps any, I didn't do anything wrong to get here. It wasn't my fault. It was really...
It's not my job to judge you. It's my job to contain and house you. I get the lines are blurred now, but don't push your luck. And until we know otherwise, which we don't, the law stands and I have to enforce it. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Confiscation report, guard station 5. Hey, did you look at this list?
I did. Why?
There's a cell phone listed here.
I saw that earlier and showed Danny. I mean, deputy, well, I forgot her last name. But she said it would have been shipped off to evidence or something.
Not unless they didn't have time to take it there. Look at when this was filed.
So it's still there?
Station 5 isn't far from here. It's only one block over. Hey, Danny!
What is it? Can you find something?
Cell phone at station 5. Look at the timestamp. It should still be there. I have the emergency response number. I could tell him exactly where we are and where Gavin is.
Oh, well, that's... I mean, it's close, but it's still outside our doors. And what if it's broken?
Or it doesn't work? I thought you said this place blocks off signals.
Now, the report said it was on when they got it. And I know cell phones don't work in here, but inmates know that too. They'd find a way around it.
So the phone's been modified? And if it's a smartphone, there's a chance I might be able to get to an outside network. I mean, I could download my toolkit maybe, and then probably
Wait. That'll give you access to the outside.
Thought that was the point.
Can we allow that?
Why else would you let her on the computer if you didn't think she could find a way to contact someone?
Yeah, but I'd be only giving an inmate a phone. They'd put me in here with the rest of them.
You're gonna call the emergency numbers before you give it to her. You'd know for sure if anyone's coming before ever handing it over.
I suppose you're right.
So you're going to need help again to get the phone, right? You're not going to go by yourself.
I know you don't like the idea of trusting them, but what if this is it? What if you call and there is no one out there? They could be all that we have left.
I don't know.
If no one answers, at least with it I might be able to figure a way to see the cameras. Check on your friend. It's a win-win.
Okay. Let's go see what the others have to say.
But I wouldn't have to go, right? You'd bring it back here?
All clear. Y'all gotta have the same suit, yeah. Or hired.
Some new rule? I think he's making it up as he goes.
All right, listen up. We found something new. A cell phone. A couple halls over. It was confiscated right before the lockdown. So there's a good chance it's still there.
Ha! I wonder if it was Lenny's. What a dumbass.
You knew about it?
Well, I heard a rumor that he might have had one. You know how those things spread around here. You never know what's true.
Do you think it's worth it? To go?
You're asking us?
Yeah. We have food and water to last us a long time. The way I see it, we only have a few options. A, we wait it out. Hope someone finds us. B, we try for the phone. Risk going through the halls. But then, we can call out. Maybe even tell the rescue crew we're in here.
Or C, we just get the fuck out of here.
We can't. All the doors leading out of where we are now are controlled by Central.
But after the door at the end of the hall, my keys can at least get us into where the cell phone is.
They're still out there, though, right? In the halls?
Well, he wants us to volunteer to be Meals on Wheels.
You really think they'd try to eat us?
Maybe just you, Lean Machine.
They're any bit like that drunk. I mean, it took 3 of us to take it down. How do you expect to do anything out there?
And who's gonna go kill themselves over a damn phone?
It could give us a way to access the cameras, maybe then find help, or a way out.
That's a big maybe.
Right now, we're okay in here. We got food. But there could be others still in the jail that don't. There's a lot of reasons not to do this. But maybe a couple good ones, too.
You're looking for volunteers. We have a choice?
That's the idea.
Well, you don't need all of us, right? Fredo can go. Just put him in front.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Him or not, how would anyone be able to do anything? You're all just meant to be distractions. He's not going to give you weapons.
And what if I did?
Well, then we know you were serious about this.
If anything, the cell phone could confirm if we're alone or not.
And if we are,
then we're free.
Well, now you're talking.
Until we know otherwise, the rules don't change. Unless you think we should just stay put. Keep things exactly the same.
Well, when you put it like that, how can we not go?
Okay. Think it over. All of you.
What sort of arms are we talking here?
Yeah, look around. Get creative. A deputy's asking you to make some weapons.
What do you already have?
Last count was 2 tasers with 5-shot cartridges and 4 pepper sprays.
What if I found a way to change the voltage on the tasers? You can make them lethal with a few tweaks.
You can?
Maybe. The capacitors can sometimes be jumpered with just paper clips. Could add a second battery pack.
Look at you, Lady MacGyver.
Chuck, you watched the doors last night. Is there any time that might be best?
Seem to get quiet in the halls around 2 to 5 a.m. I think they may be sleeping.
Okay, we can leave then. Who's coming?
Why not?
I guess I'll go. I don't know if I want to do that.
Use the exercise.
Well, somebody's got to stay to open the door, right? You're coming back here.
Yeah, maybe. You have 8 hours. I suggest you get to work.
Fredo, vamos a conseguir un teléfono celular por ahí. Esas cosas están marchando por allá. ¿Quieres venir conmigo?
What if I just work on the weapons? Is that cool?
You don't want to know.
I don't know if I'd be any good to you. What the hell kind of weapon can I make?
You never had arts and crafts?
Yes, but I never thought I'd stab anyone with macaroni pictures.
You turned around quickly on that.
Well, in for a dime, in for a dollar.
Are you sure?
Look around. Seems like everything's working out. That's what matters, right?
Guess so.
So I ended up taping chair legs together, made a long spear, but felt a little too heavy. So I swapped Chuck, who'd made a mini bat from a computer stand, but it was really strong. Jeremy, kid you not, took handcuffs and made this weird mace nunchuck thing with it. I swear to God, he looked like Michelangelo.
Who?
The turtle. Does no one remember that? Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. While we made weapons, Jody cut open part of the wall and figured out how to hotwire the door to open. She still had time to make those zapper things stronger. Most everybody was working. Except that asshole, Fredo. God, he didn't want to help, so Danny had to put him in the holding cell while the rest of us got our stuff together to head out.
Go on. You made this choice.
Hey, remember, go for the neck, the weak spot. Swing down, put your weight into it. Hard to miss.
You say that now.
Keep practicing. Like this.
Man, I wish Fredo was going with you.
We could manage without Fredo.
Yeah, but now I gotta go. Now don't sweat it. You get out there, blood pumping, adrenaline going. You might surprise yourself.
Oh, Jeremy. That's... Yeah, dig the gear. Michelangelo, he had one of those things, right?
The painter?
No, the teenage one.
The young painter?
No, the show. I used to love it. The Mutant Turtles.
Yeah, I'm just fucking with you. Relax. I know who that is. Jeez. Well, I wasn't born under a rock.
Yeah, him. His nunchuck thing.
Yeah.
This is like that.
Yeah. He had 2 of them. This is more of a flail.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, you call yourself a fan.
It's dark out there. The lights are off all down the hall.
Could have blown a fuse, or they broke the lights. Who knows what damage has been done out there.
Fredo stays, I stay, right?
Yeah. And I wouldn't feel right leaving Jody to work the door alone.
Yeah, a lot could go wrong with this door.
Make sure she opens it.
You're like 5 foot nothing. What could you do out there anyway?
I'm short and quick, just like your dick.
Oh, she got you that job.
Here.
Thanks.
Wait, what? We're not taking both tasers with us?
They need something too. We're all at risk here.
Not Fredo.
Fuck that guy.
Seriously.
You sure he didn't just misunderstand?
No, he knows. He's got it.
He helped last time.
Well, he didn't listen to me. I get the feeling he's not used to being lectured by a woman half his size.
Hey, Mark. Maybe if you give him that nice speech in Spanish, he'd come along.
It's Deputy Dykstra, and I won't remind you again.
This isn't the time.
You know what percentage of inmates speak only Spanish? And you've been here how long, Deputy?
Then why don't you go fucking tell him?
¿Por qué diablos quiere hablar con un pinto ingrato como él? El casi tan malo como tú.
Am I the only other person here who doesn't speak Spanish?
Even white collars pick up a few things. I already tried talking to Fredo. He's not sexist, just selfish.
Can we please not start shit now? Greater good, people. I'm already nervous as hell.
Fine. Where's my flashlight?
I'll check the office.
I'll check the storage room.
I'll stand right here. Practice.
Chuck, man, why you gotta goad him like that? It's not the time for your shit.
What? I made him look like an idiot. We're almost free and he knows it. Mark can't do shit.
Well, like it or not, we need him. And everybody else here, so stop making things more difficult. Just get with the program. We're not out yet.
Thank you.
Hey. Bo. Stick by me, okay? You'll be fine.
If you say so.
I mean, what's the worst gonna happen, huh? Well, we could die.
You think this is funny?
No, but what's worse, laughing death in its face or shaking before it? Sometimes it's the only way to deal. You should try it.
Like I could think of a joke.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. And try your rap rhyme thing, whatever it is you do.
I can't while I'm all nervous. And what's the point of practicing anymore? If it's the end out there, don't need music, do we?
Whatever's left, it's not your end.
Try to conserve energy.
You can still do what you want. And those rhymes seem to calm you down.
It's difficult.
Every man's in charge of himself and his path. But please proceed with caution. Come not between the demon and his wrath.
Okay, on second thought.
No, it's good. It's good. It helps.
Take your time.
You found it?
Yeah. What time you got?
Computer says 3:30.
As does my watch. Keep track. I want us back by 5.
Okay. Keeping time.
Don't get any ideas about running off. This place is a maze. No windows, barely any light. And the halls, they loop around. You won't get anywhere without me.
Oh, this sounds just great.
All right, focus. Just remember what I showed you.
You didn't show me anything.
Hey, keep the noise down from here on out. Speak only when spoken to.
Wait, how loud is this door? Will an alarm go off or anything?
Jody?
How would I know? I'm not even sure these are the right wires. I couldn't test it, could I?
Okay, so we're moving everything back in front of the door now, right?
Open it.
Hey, wait. But if...
Open the door.
I swear if the alarm goes off...
Shh! Just do it, Joe.
Here goes.
Protect me, Father, from all that may try to harm me. Amen.
Not the right one?
Take that as a sign.
Wait! I got it! It's these two!
Stay 10 feet behind me. You got it?
Okay.
Just nod.
Oh, the smell.
There's no one out there.
No thing.
You want me to shut this after you go?
Oh, we can't run back in, man.
Wait till we're out of sight and then close it. The rest of you, come on. This way.
Boss left.
These hallways were really dark. Lights were broken or dangling in sections of the ceiling. What little you could see came from the glow inside the other rooms. When we looked down the long hallway at the very end, you could see them, the infected, almost piled on top of each other.
Sleeping. This way.
We walked several halls through a few doors. Every so often, we'd see what remained of some battle, just blood streaks here or there. But no bodies. Bogart wasn't shaking alone. It was terrifying. We barely breathed the entire time. And of course, when we got to Station 5 or whatever,
One more corner.
Watch behind.
Oh, easy.
Floor is wet. Is that...
Oh, blood. Lots of blood.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Shh. And that's the room we need to get into?
Station 5.
The walls along the last 10 feet of the hall were just covered in blood. Someone tried to get past the door, but that's as far as they got. There were pieces of hair, bones stuck to the ground. I almost threw up.
There's a broken key still in it.
Can you turn it?
No. I can't get it out.
Something's moving. Down there.
There's not enough key hanging out.
Oh, let me try. Look, I have longer nails.
Is there any other way in? On the other side. But we would have to go that way, where they are.
Okay, then we have to go back? You saw how many were down there?
If they come this way, we're cut off from any escape.
I almost got it.
They're smelling for us.
They can do that? Quiet.
Yeah, I'm getting it out.
Sorry. Shit!
Hurry!
Stop. They're coming!
I got it!
Go!
One here too!
Oh.
Kill him!
Done!
Everyone inside! Close it!
Where's the back door?
Over here, but we need to find the phone first.
Bogart, help me brace the door. These fuckers are strong and this door sucks!
Are there any more hiding in here?
It's clear! That was Stan. The guard? Who cares? He must have tried to lock himself in here, but it looks like someone bit him.
Totally vampire rules. You called it.
Just find the phone, for fuck's sake.
I'm looking. It's gonna be over here somewhere.
Look, I found a taser. Can I?
Give me that. Why? We can use it. It won't work on them anyway. So why can't he have it then?
The phone! Come on!
Check that metal cabinet.
It's locked.
I don't have a key. Break it.
Chuck, your spear thing. Come on.
Right, move. I got it. Get your bat in there. Hurry. There. I saw it in the pile.
I don't know if I can hold this much longer.
Don't let go. Don't let go. You and me, we got
this. Here's the charger, I think.
Yeah, but where's the phone?
I got it.
The other door. Ready to go, right?
Check it first.
There's a bunch of other stuff in there. Anything we can use? Nothing on this side of the hall. It looks clear.
Can we get around? I mean, back to T-Block?
Yeah, I think so.
The phone has a charger. I'm trying 911.
We don't have time for this, not now.
It's no signal.
We're too far in. There's probably no reception.
That can't be right. Let me see.
Seriously, now? You have to try it now?
Come on, there's no way it'll work this deep in.
It works damn near everywhere. I've seen it. Try it again.
You said you didn't know about the phone.
Excuse me for not wanting to add more time to my sentence. Not that it matters now.
There's nothing. No numbers are working.
There you have it. Everything must be all fucked up outside too.
You don't know, maybe not.
Well, how many more signs you need? No one's coming for us. There's no cell reception. Email said they're all outside. And if those things got out there, they ain't nothing else to do.
Can we discuss this back in T-Block?
Why? We might as well head to Central, open the doors, get out while we can, right?
But leave everyone else? That ain't right.
We may never make it out again. How much further is it from here?
No way, we head back.
Danny and the others will figure it out when we open all the doors. We're helping them.
Listen to me, you can't get to Central from here. And that phone, that means nothing. Power problems, whatever.
Can't hold this much longer. What are we doing?
Quit arguing and do something.
Listen to me.
You can't accept it's over, can you? Nothing out there means you ain't shit in here. You can't tell us what to do anymore. It's over. All of it. We're free. Take us to Central.
On the floor, inmate, now.
There's more of us than you.
Chuck, just do what he says. We need to get out of here.
I know that. Out of this fucking jail. But he won't let us. Not now, not ever, will you? You'd let us rot here.
Did you deal with that later? We need him and he needs us.
Answer the question. You won't ever let us out, will you?
Put the spear down. You know she changed this taser. It will kill you.
So will this, Mark. So will this.
Put it down.
No.
Chuck, listen to him, man. Do it.
Ow!
Oh, God, Chuck! Holy crap, man. No! Lugar, the door. Push, man. Don't let up.
I am.
Oh, man.
Fuck!
Chuck!
Chest compressions. In the mouth. 3, 2, 1. Breathe.
Shout it, you asshole.
Come on, breathe.
He stabbed me with his fucking spear. What was I supposed to do?
He barely scratched you.
Bullshit, my arm's bleeding. He sliced me wide open.
Chuck's dead. His heart stopped.
He gave me no choice. Now get that phone and get ready to follow me, all of you.
Why should we? You just took a man's life.
What was I supposed to do? Let him kill me? Huh? What would you have done? His spear was at my chest.
We can't do this right now. We need to go.
Leave Chuck.
You want to carry him?
Fine. How do we get back?
There's a longer way through this door. Hang a left down the hall through a classroom. We'll loop around and end up in the same hallway.
Won't we run right into him?
Not if we make them follow us.
This is so fucked.
Simon, take his spear.
Are you sure?
It's better than what you got. Okay, get ready. Here goes.
As Mark opened the door, there was one outside just waiting for him. I reached through and grabbed onto him, and I lunged forward as fast as I could, stabbed it in the neck.
Shit! You all right?
I can't hold it anymore.
Fine, just go.
You're...
Run! Left, remember. It'll loop you around.
They're behind you.
Go in front. Got your back.
Give me the key for the next door.
It's this one.
More in front.
Two of them.
I got the left one.
I got right.
You can really use that thing.
You just hit it with the hard end, man.
I got it.
Move.
Yeah. More in here.
It's that door there. I gotta prop this one.
What?
They need to follow us, remember?
Well, yeah, but feel free to knock desks in their way.
Oh, got it!
Same key. Go!
This one's on my tail!
Fuck! You're welcome. Get up. Bogart!
I can't do it, man.
You gonna cower and die or fight and... Ah, fuck this! I don't have time to inspire you, man. Just get on your feet.
Okay.
Come on. This way.
Here we go. Turn there.
We're coming back to where they were sleeping.
Did enough follow us?
Hope so.
Not all. 3 left.
Keep going.
Stop it. Look out.
There you go.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Sorry, Mitchell.
Yeah, poor Mitchell. He was cool.
He was.
Yeah. What about him? You know this guy?
Nah, kill away.
All right.
Go! We're clear!
We slid back into the hallway leading up to where T-Block was. There was literally a light at the end of the tunnel.
I see it! We made it!
Open the door! Jody, open it!
Come on, open up!
I'm trying, just it's not opening all the way. I think we broke it.
We?
They're coming.
Give me a hand. Help me pry it open.
I'm running out of shots.
I can get through.
Where the hell is Fredo?
Bogart, you next. Mark, come on.
It's Deputy Dykstra.
Ah, you prick. Get in here.
Where's Chuck?
Close it.
I hope it will.
Oh, come on.
This ain't over.
I got it.
Look at faster. Mark, you're bleeding.
Danny, get Fredo out here.
Give me the spear.
It's almost there. Keep your hands out.
This one doesn't get the hit.
Move. I'll shoot it. All right. Greg, grab the other stuff. Push it against the door. Hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the phone?
Yeah. Here. But it doesn't work.
Great.
You okay, Bo? I can't stop shaking. I keep trying to. But I can't.
Yeah, deep breaths, okay? Slowly.
Where's Chuck?
He's gone. Mark shot him.
What?
All right, now hold on. Okay. Chuck tried to split. And well...
He wanted to escape. Leave you all behind. Oh, he stabbed me.
Oh, God. Get the first aid kit. Hurry!
You didn't have a choice.
You didn't even give him a chance.
It doesn't matter now. None of that matters.
It's not that bad. You're gonna be fine.
Most of that's not even his blood.
I can clean it up. Just let me try.
Don't touch me! Just back away. It's too late.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Join us again next week for the continuation of We're Alive, Lockdown. Starring Michael Clark as Bogart, Kim Estes as Chuck, Colby Clayton Lemaster as Simeon, Leslie Uvay as Jody, James Quattrochi as Mark, Edward Zajac as Gavin, Rogelio Ramos as Fredo, Britt Rose as Danielle, Scott Marvin as Bert, Brett Newton as Puck, Constance Parm as CJ, and Steven Weber as Jeremy. Written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Whalen. Casting director David Seddon. Sound design Grayson Stone. Music composed by Daniel Burkhoff Hopkins. Associate producers Christian Champagne and John Bennett. Additional sound editing, Casey Wayland. Zinterns, Lauren Kroon, Chris Arnold, Anthony Nuno Jr. Graphic artist, Stanley Von Medvey. Voice cut editors, Michelle and Robert Montiel. Kickstarter graphics, Ben Hozak, Taryn Henderson, Will Pitney. Jail research, Ray Husky. Additional voices by Rio Magdaleno, Charlie Magdaleno, Chris Arnold, Greg Miller, Adam Young, K.C. Wayland, Grayson Stone, Daniel Burkhoff Hopkins, Wendy Lucas, Phil Nieto, Marcos Klassen, Catherine Eaton, Ryan Smith, and Joshua Kieser. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.